we have got DJ Wasabi from Combat Wombat with us here in the studio. Yeah,
welcome. Hello. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Welcome, Radio Land.
Combat Wombat have released a new album, I think 12 years after the last Unsound System got dropped.
That's so correct. Yeah, we dropped that in 2004. Yeah, we're all living down in Melbourne at the time, and we'd gotten together and created Unsound System, which is a pretty epic release. And then, yeah, we've split our ways and been working on solo projects for a while, and in the last 2 years we've come together and decided to do this new album just across the border.
Yeah, nice. And yeah, what sort of themes through that album?
The new one?
Yeah.
We've kind of concentrated on a wider base and stopped trying to be more time aligned to the theme and try and access certain points of view on a wider scale, so it will last a longer time.
I remember from Unsound System there's a lot of stuff about the Howard government and that,
and lots of dated rhymes and stuff like that where you just can't play them 3 years later, so you just feel like this isn't relevant anymore. But
I like that they carry a certain sort of nostalgia.
Definitely. So we're trying to just cover a broader thing with this new album.
Sweet. And what's your, you've played a fair few sort of activist gigs over the years.
From down on the pirate ship in Tasmania, saving the forest down there, to Roxby Downs. We went out there in July last year for Lizard's Bite Back, which was a 6-day action. It was really, really, really good. Probably one of the most moving actions I've ever seen. There was a lady there who was doing witchcraft, throwing bones at all the security guards and police and at the gates, and all of us were pretending to be dead on the ground, and there's lots of fake blood, and it's pretty impressive.
Sounds great.
Yeah,
nice. And you've actually got a bit of a following overseas too.
Yeah, this album was released on Pumpkin Records, which is a European label, smaller kind of activist label over there. And they concentrate more on vinyl releases and hitting that underground scene in Europe through the squats and stuff like that. Kind of more a punk background, which our sound kind of caters to. Even though we are more of a hip-hop dubby sound, there's definitely this underdriving punk attitude about it. Hopefully we'll be going over there soon and touring the album over there. And
Redness. And you've been to Europe before, yeah?
Not me, but Combat Wombat has. Back in 2012 they did a European tour, and it was pretty successful. They toured through Glastonbury, through Germany, Italy, France, and I think Czechoslovakia as well. Yeah,
wicked. And what's it like? I've never actually seen Mark's studio. Like, these days, everyone's getting sort of solar and batteries if they own their own house and have the money to do so.
Yeah.
But Mark's been running that sort of setup since back in the day.
Yeah, well, when I met Mark and Izzy back in the late 90s, they were rolling around Australia in a Veggie Oil powered van, for starters, and they had a small solar rig back then. These days, it's really moved up with the DIY sound system and Monkey's Container Studio. They've got several trailers now full of batteries and inverters and solar panels on top that fold out to an array, and one of the trucks has actually got a robotic solar array that follows the sun all day, which is really good.
Nice.
Yeah. So the whole album is powered and recorded off solar power. And that basically one of the trailers would connect to the container and run the container, or if we're doing an action or something and we need to take out a sound system, we'd just take the trailer with us and plug into the sound system wherever we need to be.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
So I've been to a few activist gigs over the years where the sound is not that great. So it's, I think it's pretty
important.
Yeah, it's a space that needs to be filled. Yeah. Is activists having their own good quality sound. There you go. So what, you could play a sort of portable festival or something?
Yeah, I've seen the DIY sound system do like 1,000 people parties and everybody's happy.
Yeah, very nice.
Completely from the sun. Woo!
Yeah, I was reading this book, Can't Stop, Won't Stop, about the history of hip-hop and the sort of roots of hip-hop.
Yeah.
And it was talking about, you know that Bob Marley song, and he's going, "You remember when we used to sit in a government yard in Trench Town?"
Yeah.
I never knew what a government yard was, but I read about that, and it's there was like the Jamaican version of the Liberals, and then there was the Jamaican version of kind of like the Labour Party, but I'm thinking probably a bit more left-wing than the Labour Party, a bit more of polarised politics at that time. And the government yards, that they would have big block parties to sort of say, you know, this part of Trench Town is, you know, we all roll with the government.
Yeah, right.
And youth can all get stuffed. Yeah. And they all had their own epic sound systems.
Yeah, right.
So
that's very interesting.
It's I think Mark is continuing a long sort of proud tradition there.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure he is. He's going right back to his reggae roots at the moment. He's just released a single as well of his solo stuff called No Surrender, where he went over to Kingston in Jamaica and recorded a lot of reggae artists just over the new year. Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Mm. So it is very strong to his heart, the reggae background, yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, I was going to play some Combat Wombat, but a certain streaming service, which claims that I downloaded some music last night, now wants to tell me that I need to be connected to the internet to play it. And I probably can do that somehow here, but I don't have codes and whatever, and we're in a Faraday cage, and it's hard to do stuff. So
all good.
But we will play some Combat Wombat soon.
Yes.
Like next week and into the future. But have you got some gigs coming up? Or
At the moment, no. But if you check our website, www.combatwombat.com.au, you'll be able to check out the release and any gigs and actions and stuff that we're doing over the future.
Yeah, we could. All right.
Terrific. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming in. It's I know you worked last night, and the industry you're in, it's got some pretty late night shifts.
It does.
So,
sleep deprived. I hope I've kept you all entertained, Radioland.
All right. Thanks again.
Big love. Thank you.
DJ Wasabi there from Combat Wombat.